This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Jewish custom is that when you drink wine, you wish your friend l'chaim for life, that the drinking of the wine should be a source of chaim, a source of life. Why do we say that? Why do we wish our friend l'chaim that should be a source of life more than when we eat or drink anything else? Well, Tosfos, the Das Kenri Balei Tosfos, in Vayikra, Perek Yud Pasuk Tes, brings a wondrous reason. Because when Adam HaRishon partook of the Yetz Hadas, which according to one significant opinion was Geffen, so that was a drinking, a partaking of the Geffen, and it brought Misa L'Olam. So when we drink wine, we say we hope that this consumption should be a source of Chayim, a source of life. So it's an admission, an acknowledgement that wine has brought about disastrous consequences, and we hope that our consumption of wine should be l'chaim. In the Sefer Igeres HaTiul of Rabbeinu Chaim, the brother of the Maharal of Prague, he brings another reason. He says that the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Gimel that when somebody was taken out to be given capital punishment, we give them kois shel yayin kedei shetitaref datoi shenemar tenu shechar la'oved v'yayin l'mari nefesh. We give the one who is going to be killed wine as a way of calming him down, as a way of confusing him, so that it should not be so painful. Therefore, when we drink wine, we say that we hope that this consumption of wine is also not lemisa chas v'shalom, but rather it should be l'chaim. And in fact, the Igeres HaTiul says, we wish our friend that should be l'chaim v'levracha, as opposed to the individual who the Gemara in Sanhedrin says drinks wine and he doesn't have such a good ending. So we see from the Igeres HaTiul that the custom was not only to say l'chaim, but l'chaim v'levracha as well. Actually, in the Chur HaMashulash, the official biography of Rabbi Kivega Chassam Sofer and the Chassam Sofer, he brings on page Kuf Samach Tes that the minhag of the Chassam Sofer by Shal Shudas was he made a bracha bar pri agafen, as did all those around the table, and he would wish everyone l'chaim, and they would also respond l'chaim v'levracha, the same response cited by the Igeres HaTiul. And the Chassam Sofer was makbid not to say l'chaim toivim. L'chaim toivim is gematria klala. So rather he would say l'chaim v'levracha, not l'chaim toivim. So we see that there was a custom not only to say l'chaim, but l'chaim v'levracha. In the Sefer Hayom Yom, cited by the Oitzer Pleis HaTaira of Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, he brings, what's the deeper reason why we wish l'chaim v'levracha? We say l'chaim because when Adam HaRishon had yayin, it brought misa l'olam. And we say v'levracha because the yayin that Noach had in this week's parasha brought klala to the world. It caused klala to Chum and Kenan. Therefore, we wish l'chaim v'levracha. Likewise, the minhag of the Minchas Elazar, as cited in Sefer Darkei Chaim v'Shalom Seder Lo Shabbos Ois Shin Tzadik Ches, was to wish l'chaim v'levracha. In the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, Yom Naram Simen Zayin, he brings that the Aderes was makbid, that first you have to make a bracha on the wine, then you drink the wine, and only then you can wish l'chaim. You're not allowed to say l'chaim before you drink the wine. Why? Because the Mikroi Kodesh is speaking about the Yihirat signs that we make on Rosh Hashanah. First, you make the bracha. Then you eat it, and then you could say the Yihirat sign, because you first have to praise Hashem, and then you could pray, La'olam yisader adam shivcha shamakam v'yachar kach yisbalal. So too, before you pray l'chaim, you first have to praise Hashem. So first you make a bari priyagaf, and then you drink the wine, and only then you say l'chaim. In fact, in the Chur HaMashulash, it's brought, that's exactly what the Chassam Sofer did. He would be mevarich bar priyagafen, he would drink, and then he would say l'chaim. So we wish everybody l'chaim v'levracha. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.